What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny. And yeah, I'm sitting next to my daughter, Ansley. She's with us today on another fabulous episode, and we're so glad you tuned in. And I hope that intro was better than the previous one I did.
It was very normal and very Danny-esque, which I like. I want you to step up your game next week.
I like 10 points for creativity on the first try.
Yeah, I mean, that was really creative, right?
But well, I didn't know who you were talking to.
Just a phone call.
I feel like you should go practice some new ones and then come back next week.
Come back and surprise you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All righty. Serene, you got some...
I'm going to come in laughing like they do on the YouTube, like the influencers do on Instagram.
Do they come in laughing? Well, I never noticed.
You hit play and they're just like, no way. Hey guys, welcome back.
That's so true.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks for we out here doing it again. It's the worst. But I'll be that guy for you, Pearl,
okay,
if that's
Danny,
what you need.
Whatever brings in the ears.
So anyway, I mean, I don't have like a super duper big chunk of steak, but I got a little something.
Bring us something, sorry.
I got a little, what do I have?
Does it involve your teleprompter iPad?
Not really, slightly, quarter of it.
That's all
right. Yeah, you're pretty scripted these days, huh?
No, it's just that sometimes if I have an inspiration, I like to write it down. Like, because I remember once I thought, oh, I'll bring that to potty and I'll just wing it. Well, I forgot the heart of my inspiration.
It all went south. It got wung.
It really wung. And Pearl's like, well, we might have to like skip that
I
one.
I like it, Serene, because at least we get the good meat and it's on paper. It's on iPad. Let's go.
So, okay, just for all of you wonderful Leslie Popsies, Pasamos, those that you
all
know.
All you heathens.
The heathen.
No, listen, I love all you.
The sinners.
But I don't want to freak you out. I do have a few verses, but I am not, this is not like some Bible study.
Yeah,
I've
no, we don't want to.
Practical stuff.
We don't want to freak anyone out here.
It's so practical. And there's some verses here that I'm going to bring that are just so founded in science.
Yeah.
I mean, science backs up the Bible.
Leslie just went potty, so she's going to miss it. She's going to miss you witnessing to her. She needs all the witnessing she can get.
And guys, not to be controversial at all, but you know, you're not right with God. And,
No, Dan. That's not what Serene's saying.
No, it's not.
I just have something
that I feel like is just an incredible health tip.
Brain.
But I just happened to hear from it in the most ancient, wonderful, incredible book, the book that just get lost. Like they've tried to get rid of it and it just keeps jumping
back. It keeps being relevant, cutting edge.
Yeah.
Hey, Leslie's coming. She just flushed. I want her to hear the good scriptures.
No, but I do want to say though, but all of this you could also read in some self-help book and some like crystal store.
Here's Leslie. You're in time for the scriptures,
you know
Leslie.
Like it's just science backs the stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, mate.
Okay. A friend of ours was talking at the Hilltop Church a couple of weeks back. I don't know if you were there, Pearl, or not. Good old Mutana. He was just talking about the weight of words.
Yeah.
Just how weighty words are and how much heaviness, for good or for bad, that a word can weigh on somebody's life. And he was just saying how a lot of people who have failed in life or have just got stuck in the wrong direction can sometimes, if they're prompted to, they can look back and kind of pinpoint a time in their life where there was something spoken over them or often spoken over them, which kind of like directed their course of life. Like, you are such an idiot. You'll always be an idiot. When are you ever going to learn? You know, like fathers or uncles or something, just like dumbing them down and drilling into them that they're always going to be a moron, you know?
Yeah.
And that weight of that.
Or you're not a finisher. You never finish anything.
Yeah, exactly.
All the things that people
I mean, even my own son, he is not super gangly, skinny vision.
Mm.
I think he's just awesome. He's 16 and he's tall. He's like 6'1", and so he's going to grow into it. But he's not skinny at all. I just call him healthy trim. Mm. And he'll get some more girth as he goes. But a friend of ours came over and he's like, he thought he was fun. He thought he was hilarious. He's like, oh, you're so skinny. It hurts my eyes, you know. But you know, from that moment, and that was all fun and games, but from that moment I've seen my son suffer.
be aware of it.
At different times, like all of a sudden he's chugging like whey shakes at like 12 o'clock at night, yeah. and, like setting alarms to drink more and like getting on the scale and like looking dejected.
Doing a Danny, trying to gain weight.
But yeah. it's like from that moment on, he was a confident kid and then turned to a child that was almost felt defective.
I have to ask you this, Dan. You know how you're doing well with, you know, gaining your weight for you, just to be a healthy you, not to be a big guy. Be That's a healthy
right.
Dan.
That's right.
Did anyone ever speak those sorts of words of you, like you're a little guy or you're a...
My entire life.
Okay, so that's part of...
They called me Stick Boy.
Oh, right, Okay, it makes sense now.
I mean, I could go down a list of childhood nicknames about my skinniness.
And a lot of mamas listening may have had chubby girl said to them, oh, she's the large one.
Or by the way, when I was... You know, I certainly do not have this idea in my head that I was they name called like I now. Yeah, I don't even care. But as a kid, I didn't care either. On the surface, like it, I just laughed about it. But at the same time, it got into my subconscious that I was in fact Stick Boy. And so when I looked in the mirror,
that was your identity.
I became aware that now I'm super overly skinny when before I was just a happy kid.
Yeah.
But now I'm a skinny kid.
And if you went to Italy or whatever, you'd just be normal, healthy weight.
Yeah. I might be big duck.
But anyway, and so, but that can be changed for the other way. I mean, the people that have had incredible successes in life and have overcome amazing things can often go back and pinpoint encouraging words or words spoken to them that is just... that changed their course.
Yes.
And definitely. So the weight of words is so huge. And we've talked about this on the podcast over and over, and you're like, why are you bringing it again? But I feel like sometimes if the truth is so effectual in life, like this truth, let's bring it out and shine it.
Let's
shine it up. And so we can just, I find a lot in life, I'll get something and I'll get an incredible revelation. Like I've talked before, like I'll get this revelation that Pearl encouraged me in it to just eat more slowly and blah, blah, blah. We're great. I'll be like doing it for like 6 months. And then I find myself now, I won't even stop for breath. I won't put a fork down ever. Yeah. Almost the plate is up to the chin so I can shovel. And so I feel like shining a truth and bringing it out of the drawer and just touching up and say, hey, you still shining?
Good. Oh, it's so important.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So I'm going to bring it, but I've got a little twist on it today. And
twist it.
Yeah.
Bop it.
Other people's words are so important, right? But I feel like more important than other people's words are our own words.
Mm.
And you've told me before, Pearl, we've had conversations about this, that the biggest conversation is the one we have in our heads.
Yes.
And it's all day long, and sometimes it's in the night. It's why people can't sleep.
Yes.
A conversation will keep going. And is that conversation dark, or is that conversation a conversation of light? And so I want to twist it around today and talk about our own words over our own life. And what inspired me to do this is that when I came home from the service that day, our Hilltop Church, I just sat down with my matching in and started just, you know, having a good old read with the Bible. And I stumbled across this verse in Proverbs 15, chapter 23. And it says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good is it? Pearl, it's just ringing a bell. Danny, it's ringing a bell. We've heard that scripture our whole life. But to me.
A word in due season, yeah.
Right. But to me, I kind of skipped over the first part, you know, and the second part, be like, yeah, I like to have somebody speak a good word to me when I really need it. But this time it hit me in a new way. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth.
Mm.
And I started thinking about it. And then a word spoken in due season, how good is it? And it started making me think, hey, is that a word that I'm meant to speak to myself? Because it's the answer of my mouth that's going to bring joy. Wow. And then I realized as a human being, I'm questioning things all day long inside of my head. I have conversations in my head like, am I happy about this? Should this make me angry?
Right.
Should I cry right now or throw a real fit? Do I really believe in miracles?
Ooh.
Am I ugly? Do I feel fat today? Is my headache going to ruin my day?
Wow.
Do I love that person or are they an idiot? Do I hate salads? Should I refuse to learn to like stevia? Am I a failure?
Should I refuse? That's so good.
Will I ever change? Am I forgiven? Is today a truly wonderful day or is it in the dumps from the starters? Will I exercise today or should I just eat another brownie?
I love all this.
Do I decide to give my all and hang on like a Wolverine or do I just roll over and give up on blah, blah, blah and blah and fill in the blanks, right? And I start thinking about that and thinking a man of joy by the answer of his tongue. Wow, it's so simple and so groovy. My answer can bring me joy. My answer to all of that can bring me joy. And I can bring a word spoken in due season to those questions.
To myself.
And how good will it be?
Oh, man, you changed my life. You're rocking my world. Bring it. Come on.
I like how she asked all the questions with a smile, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of what we do. We like humor ourselves with this pleasant voice of like, am I going to pretend that I have a special handicap that prevents me from health goals today?
Yeah. You know, like. No, and sometimes we think those, but we actually all get to that precipice of it is sort of a question and then we dive over to the other side, right? And then that's just what we think. Yeah. I know. I mean, I've been in some of those things you asked. I've asked myself in the last couple of days.
Yeah, totally.
Am I going to be in a bad mood with my husband today because of how he did that last night? And I don't really know if I'd like it. Should I punish him today? Because of that,
And where are so many of them
asked? It can go either way.
Yeah, so many of them. Riding up on the back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think that is just repulsive.
Yeah.
Am I going to dislike him today because of the shirt he's wearing?
What are you going to say, Dender?
Well, so many of those questions are asked in front of you know who. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Mm. You know, that's, again, an archetypal story of the magic mirror that we look into to answer questions about ourselves.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? You know, we ask the mirror, like, to you, oh mirror, the one with authority, report back to me things
and
about
myself.
And when
you said that, the one with authority, on one way it's such a farce, but on one way it's so true.
Yeah.
Because we are not the ones all in control, but yes, we are. Yeah, we are. You know, we've got the creator of the universe who spins the world into perfect, like, stability, but then...
Put your voice a little closer.
But then, we're the ones really in control because he's not going to force us into anything, and we are the authority.
Yeah.
What we answer to these questions is really going to be the boss of what we're going to
do. Well, we bestow authority into the mirror. We bestow authority into whatever. Figure out whatever rules you've made up to the game of you reaffirming the character you believe yourself to be or believe yourself capable of being or not capable of being. And it's you who bestows the authority.
So true. And it's so true. And so I just kept reading. And in the same chapter, this is verse 28 now, talking about another verse about answering. Okay. The heart of the righteous. And just for all those Psalms out there, it's just the heart of one who wants to live right.
Yeah.
Studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. Wow. So I'm thinking, okay, I want to live right. Then I'm going to need to think and deeply before I answer. I can't just pour out evil. And I don't think evil is just murderous thoughts and a bunch of cursings going through your head, words, right? I think evil can also be negativity and defeated thinking and words that kill productivity or victory.
Yes.
Right? And so we got to study to answer. We can't just say, oh, do I want to exercise today or eat another brownie? I just want to eat another brownie. No, like think about it before you answer. Think about it and don't just pour forth a bunch of junk into your head. And so it got me thinking about, you know, the first thing, I can get joy by the answer of my tongue and a good word and spoken in good season. How wonderful that is. And then this next verse, how to live rightly is to study for that answer.
Mm.
And then also that comes into researching in life too and not just thinking, well, I'm just going to fly in life by the seat of my pants, but just understanding your body, understanding how things work, learning about the power of the tongue, learning about the power of unruly blood sugar, learning about stuff. I also saw this other verse, and this is for those of us who do believe this will help. believe in God. This is for us.
And Leslie, cluck your ears.
No, it's the next chapter. It's the chapter, Proverbs 16, verse 1. It says, the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue, it's another one about answers. The answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And this spoke to me that the best is the most life-giving answer for my tongue to have is from the Lord. It is thoughts from above. It's spirit-ignited thinking.
Yeah.
It's learning to hear and leaning in to hear what he says. You know, do I really hate that person or are they a total idiot? Okay, let me lean in and see what God has to say about, oh, I came to love them. Okay, you know? And so the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that. Okay, and I'm almost done. And then I wanted to just like open it up. That's my cue too. I'm just going to, you know, go through
open
these little points.
Open the floor to the congregation.
This is in the chapter 15, verse 1. It says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And I've always thought of that as, and I believe this is what it's really saying, is we should be gentle with one another and we shouldn't stir up, you know, we shouldn't have a harsh word. But I thought to myself, okay, but it still can work in this twist that I'm thinking about with words to ourselves, because we talk to ourselves too. So am I going to gently answer myself, or am I just going to bring up a harsh word? Mm. Am I going to answer harshly? Am I going to snap back with these answers? Or is my good word in due season going to be a peaceable word for my life?
Yes.
Yeah? And then I love this. It's another verse in chapter 15. I just all stayed in that chapter pretty much that day. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. And I just believe that the reason why Vange is healing so well is she's put a good report. She's answered all those questions that
You're talking about, okay, so you're back where we were last week when we talked about the story of our sister Vange.
So new peeps in the room, our sister Vange had this crazy accident. She broke her arm in this crazy way. And normally somebody would say, oh, I'm here on this invalid bed for 6 months and I don't think I'll ever be the same. But she's saying, oh, no, I'm bionic and I'm incredible and I'm healing super fast. And she is healing super fast. And I think this verse sums up what she's doing. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart. And I think the light of the eyes is what we carry deep, deep down. It's so bright. It's what shines through, right? It's this light is the answer that we have for our questions. It's our good report. And it heals and strengthens the very matrix of our body. Yes. And so I believe that her bones are healing amazing because her good report, the light that she's bringing to this is such of good report.
It really is.
It is.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Crispy addictions. I am addicted. Are you addicted, Pearl?
Oh my goodness, totally.
Oh, I love them just straight out of the bag. I love them as a side on you know, I actually add them to sprinkle onto
my... Let's tell people what they are, Sereni.
Oh, yeah, let's
tell
them.
They are actually your creation. But they were so good, we started manufacturing. They're coconut chips. But when you think coconut chips, you might have tasted them before in a store.
Well, they all have sugar.
All of them?
They all have sugar.
But they're not that crispy.
No, they're not. And that's what I hate about them. But our crispy addictions are truly crispy. And that's what makes them addictive. Yeah. And my children actually love them as cereal. If some of them want to just do almond milk, they do almond milk. They do their whole fat raw milk, the younger ones, and they love that. I throw some on top of my yogurt swirls or inside of my yuck yums or on top of a oatmeal if I feel like crossing over. But straight out of the bag.
Yeah, but you know what? You can do just a little bit on your oatmeal. It's still an E.
Yes.
But straight out of the bag is the way I eat them. You came up with this recipe, right, in our first cookbook. And you talked about how you couldn't stop eating them and you took them to family camps and stuff. But not many people made them just because your recipes are quite involved.
Okay? Yeah.
And, you know, people didn't know, where do I get these coconut chips and all of that. So We've started manufacturing now, and oh my goodness, Sereni, I usually look for reviews on how people are liking our products, and I've only seen good. People are loving these things, so kudos to you for creating
them. And what I love about them too is it's just the right amount of sweet and addictive pleasure, so that sometimes if you're like hankering for some naughty treat after dinner, you can just have a little handful and you feel very blessed.
But it's not just taste, okay? So there's health. Mm-hmm. Coconut builds up your immune system through the lauric acid.
Right, and the coconut itself is very high in fiber.
Yes.
So it fills you, and then you're right, the MCT oils filled with lauric acid from the coconut.
Anyone who is nursing or pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, these are such a good way to increase the MCTs in your milk, which fights off infections for your babies.
Right, and so they've done studies where they've actually taken milk of more modern women, and they don't have enough of the MCT oils, the middle chain fatty acids that, you know, people had in the past. Yes. And so the more middle chain fatty acids in your milk, the more healthy your baby will be and the more resistant to viruses and illnesses. And,
yes.
And the more resistant you'll be too if you're just a normal person not nursing.
But if you're just a person who loves crunch and maybe, you know, you want to give something that's healthy to your child who loves crunch rather than potato chips. These fit the bill.
I want to say too, you can even hate coconut and like these.
Oh, we've turned many a coconut hater into coconut lovers with these, Sereni. But I am so proud of Crispy Addictions thanks to you. They're your
creation.
You
have another flavor coming out for the savory lovers too.
Yeah, the Southwestern flavor coming out soon. But for now, if you haven't tried the Sweetly Cinnamon, you must. For this and other amazing products, go to www.trimhealthymama.com, click on store, go to the search engine and type in your favorite product.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Vange was dashed upon the rocks, shattered her shoulder, had to have reconstructive surgery, and who knows how long of recovery. And actually believes that she was hand specially chosen to have an adventure and nobody else got to.
That's yeah, right. That's
exactly what she actually believes it. And who are we to argue?
We are nobody to
argue. Who are we to tell her that because she had a bad experience?
Because she's telling herself that it was the other way and so it's real.
And Pearl and I saw, and you mentioned this in the potty last week, Pearl and I saw her question come across her mind. Mm-hmm. Did you see that when the eyes were sunken in and she was in total shock? And I believe the questions were saying, is your holiday over?
Yeah.
And is your adventurous life wrecked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she decided to think for a while and answer peaceably and give herself a good word in good due season.
She did.
And so I've changed the way I've looked at that verse. I'm not waiting for somebody to give me a good word. I can give myself a jolly good word in good season.
Yeah.
I know when I need it better than anyone else.
That's so true.
She jolly well
knew it. You
don't
have to wait for some like person in your church who has a prophetic ministry to go and figure it out.
I love that. You know? No, you are the person you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
That's something I had to come to is that I'm actually the encourager I've been praying to come into my life.
Yeah, that's so good, Danny.
You can do that. Like this, the narrative, like I love this Vange case study because like her narrative about herself before this accident was that she was God's special helper on an adventure, on a special mission.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know.
She actually called herself God's pet. Oh no, you don't, you know. And she'd look at me a little bit sorry for me.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Oh yeah, but Pearl, see, I'm God's pet.
Yeah. And so, here's a reasonable question, right? The reasonable question is, so at what point do you, where is the line between reality and accepting, you know, the truth and your wild fantasy lie that you're sort of like trying to mind over matter, teach yourself, right?
Right, right.
I've crossed that bridge because I used to ask that question a lot and I have an answer for me for that question.
I bet you it's a good word in due season, this answer.
Oh, you bet. Buster Brown. Yes, I've crossed the bridge. And the answer is that the wild, unrealistic fantasy is actually the truth. It's actually, there is no line between this reality and this, you know, myth that you're making up that all is well and that this is actually serving to better your life and help you. Because when you first start changing your mindset and those little, so you've got these pathways like circuits firing in this direction and it's in this pattern and it repeats the same things every morning and there's patterns happening. And when you begin to change those patterns, you feel like a total fraud, maybe for months, this could be years. It feels unauthentic. It feels like you're living in a fantasy and that you're in la la land.
Yeah.
But what happens is you give that fantasy years.
Yeah.
And it becomes out into your everything. Like yes. you become known for it. You yes, walk in Danny. It. You live it. Yes. And no one questions you anymore. In fact, when I first started saying, like I'd share an inspirational yeah. quote from my book on social right. media. And my friends are like, what's up, guru? Which immediately made me be like, oh, the opposite of what I want. Like, yeah. I'm no guru. Like, I don't want that idea or whatever. Well, I just kept sharing stuff. And like, eventually people started like writing me about like, dude, like consistently you've been saying this stuff. It clicked for me the other day. And could we do a call? Like, wow. yeah. would you help me process this business idea yeah. or this thing with my wife? Like we've never been able to fix, but I just started thinking about it differently. And can you talk me through? And it's like, this stuff's real talk, people. The mind is matter.
So true, so Dan. True. I agree with everything. And two things you said, I have 2 points on them, if I may.
You may. Yes.
The it's first thing was you said, you're the encouragement that you've been wanting encouragement. Mm-hmm. Someone to come encourage you, you're that. Oh my goodness, that sort of blew my mind. I hear all the time, I'm just, you know, I'm seeking a church where we can get encouragement. I just need a group of friends, you know, for my life where I'm encouraged and lifted up. But sure, that's all nice, but you're that. Yes. You're that for
I'm
yourself.
I'm looking for a husband who will complete me.
Yeah.
Because it said in that movie with whoever back in the 80s or 90s or whatever, you complete me. Yeah. And ever since then, we have had this idea that our spouse would complete us. I'm not saying I don't need my wife, yeah. but she does not complete me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
right,
if she goes, I remain.
Yeah.
That's just the truth. Yes, sure. I don't need to spell out that there'll be moments of grief or anything
right,
else.
Of course.
But if she doesn't meet my needs today.
You don't need today, to spell that out. Right. No, it's so true.
It's, yeah, no, it's so true.
It's not grounds for divorce. No, it's yeah. not grounds for a fight.
We're our yeah. best.
I don't need her to complete me.
Stan, it's so good, Stan.
And I love that, Pearl, and I love what you said, and I'm just going to give it back over to you. But I do want to say, yes, no matter where you are in your beliefs in life, you can be your greatest encourager. But I love that verse that said, the answer of the Lord,
yeah.
the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And we are our best encourager when we're yeah. leaning into
oh,
Him
agreed.
Into His word, because then we're encouraging ourselves in the right things.
No,
that's and the words that
so
are powerful
true.
In life. Yeah, keep going.
The other thing was, Danny.
Man, you can keep track
I've
of stuff.
I've forgotten it. Come on.
Oh, you can't.
No, you
okay.
didn't
the second
forget.
Thing. How did he end? He said, if I sing, maybe it will come to me.
No, Danny, repeat what you said.
I will remember
you're talking about
you.
How people, now mind is matter, he said. And you know, now people at first thought he was like, oh, you guru, like being sarcastic.
If you consistently walk in the
and
path of your own illusions.
Now they really want help from him.
Yeah, you guys go, it's going to come to me as soon as you get onto a new
Hey, that's
job.
A good way, another way to phrase it. Consistently walk in the path of your own fantasies and illusions
oh,
until
I got
they become
it.
Real.
I got it. I remember
it.
Now.
I knew it.
And I've
it's
said it before.
Yeah.
But when I first started to change the way I would answer about to greetings.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? We always say, hi, how are you doing? How are you? Yeah. How are you? And I've said this before on this podcast. Yeah. I was always trying to be my authentic self and be honest because yeah. You know, it's such a thing right now. I've even heard this song more, Lord bless him, but there's a new song on the radio. It's like, we all go around, it's a Christian song, we all go around saying, I'm fine, but it's not true, I'm broken, you know.
I turn off the radio on half the song.
I know the author of that song, he's done a beautiful thing with all his music. I'm not saying names, I love his music, it's actually a brilliant song and I can't get it out of my head. I don't agree with the premise of it because I'm not broken because Christ broke for me
yes.
to put me back together.
Yes.
Anyway, so when somebody asked me, but then I decided, I'm going to stop this being authentic because it's false authenticity. Because if I say I'm okay.
You're authentic to the truth that's old truth.
Yeah, it's old truth.
It's not the new truth
I'm more
that's
than
been
okay
redeemed.
Because I'm just so jolly well blessed
yeah.
because I look for the blessings. Mm-hmm. That's what I choose mm-hmm. to see in my life. And as I speak them out, you know, things change. Atoms change because my voice has power. And so when I first started changing the way I would say I'm good. Oh, I started saying I'm jolly fantastic. I'm so good. I can't believe how good I am. I would say this, you know, when people say, how are you? Mm. And I felt like a fraud to what you're saying, Danny. I felt like that's not you, Pearl. Mm. You know, and I felt like almost stupid saying them until I said it so much. Now I would feel like a fraud if I said I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because that's not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm more than okay. I'm jolly fantastic. I feel that way. Even on the hardest days, the days maybe when I'm in pain or days, You know, when because maybe I do need to ask for help for prayer, I'm so great, but can you pray for me in this area? Right. That's okay too.
Yes.
But I am so great.
No matter what God tells me, feel you are so great, because the actual facts of how you're doing are not your feelings.
No, I know. But it feels authentic now. Yes. That's what I was saying, Danny. It crosses that line to when it becomes reality.
Yeah. You just got to you got to do it long enough. You got to fake it long enough until your brain begins to identify with it as a pathway. I think the way our brain works is I don't know if there's probably a bad way to picture this, but it sees the path, you know, and it's like, ooh, that's a strong path. Let me fire down that way.
It's a good way to see it, Dan. Yeah. I like that. And you know, I find it's a great habit just in everything. Before my sisters got to the vacation with us, you know, we got to that crazy tourist place and it was
We're
all
talking
like,
about the vacation we went to Mexico on last week.
Last week. I felt like we touched on it because we talked again about Vange, but we hadn't really talked about it. Yeah. If you hadn't listened to that podcast, I talked about my husband and I went there a day early and we went to this place we thought was going to be oh so romantic and wonderful. And it was like worse than any old dingy nightclub, you know. Yeah. But then it was also like you were stuck on some cheap cruise where they just wanted to shove ice cream cones and hot dogs down your throat, you know. And it was just, it was very low.
Yeah, not a good atmosphere.
Yeah, not a good atmosphere. But I thought, okay. So we kept on saying to my husband, we're like, isn't this a great dough though? And look at the blue sky. And isn't that funny? And oh, you know, if he said a joke, I'm like, that was so funny. And I felt like the more that I hyped up the day,
gotta hype the
more
day.
We actually enjoyed that awful day, which could have been just main gray sky depression.
Yeah.
You know, but I just noticed that your body and your memory of it all will follow your decisions of what you're going to choose to say.
So
and
true.
I find that I can turn like a really bad homeschooling day into such a fun day by just the little comments I say to my children about the day. Mm. Oh, wasn't that funny? Mm-hmm. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, just like.
But it's choosing to find the good. It's choosing to find the joy.
Yeah.
You know, like we've done a potty before on I'm a joy grabber. That's who I am. I'm that girl who grabs joy. Because you got to grab it or it gets away from you, right? You
got to grab
it and look at it and say that right there, that's some good stuff right there. Yeah.
Even if it's little good stuff, let the littles all grow up and fill the jar.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
The Trim Healthy Mama journey, you know, sometimes, it's maybe there's pain or maybe there's hardship, but maybe when you're first starting, you know, you're struggling. It's like, I'm really struggling at getting this. I have to keep thinking about what an S or what an E meal is. But then as you go on, you want to start forming these pathways in your mind that Danny talked about where I'm getting the hang of this. Look at me. Look at me going. Look, I made an S meal. This is really becoming easy for me. This feels natural to me.
Yes.
Start telling yourself these good words. I'm a natural at this. Pretty soon, months down the track, years down the track, you will be that natural. What you're saying will become your reality and you'll feel like the most natural, trim, healthy mama in the world because you've spoken it, because you've believed it, and because you gave yourself that good word in season. Like Serene says, we all have these questions. Is this too hard? Should I give up?
Yeah. Well, S-mail, email, whatever, learn the vocabulary of success.
Yeah.
Do you know what's
it's worth
so,
it.
Do you know what's so funny, Dan? When you said case study of Vange, you know, and then probably prior to this, we really did a case study of our sister, my sister, Pearl's sister, and your spiritual sister.
My twin sister.
Your twin sister, Vanjo. You know, her vocabulary is everything is the best.
Yeah.
It is the best.
And our cousin Melissa, who came on the trip, and her husband, Cal, who works here at Trim Healthy Mummy, is just so integral and amazing. They were trying to work it out because they've grown up around her too, but being on a trip solidly with her, they're like, well, how can everything be the best? Like, this is the best breakfast, but I thought yesterday was the big breakfast. They couldn't work it out until they said, oh, I get it. She's like constantly moving forward in a constant, this is going to be the best. So this is the best breakfast today.
Yeah.
Now, we're already past yesterday. So that was the best for yesterday. Now this is the best. And everything is just presently the best. So her vocabulary for every minute is this is the best. And it's all authentic.
She believes that. But if you look at her in confusion, like, didn't you say how could it be the best? Like, She'll catch you doing it, but then she will explain why it's the best, fully rev herself up into it, believe it even more, and then encourage you into believing.
So that it's your best.
It's your best. You got to believe it too. But, you know, even if the food is horrific, like let's just say we'd go to a restaurant.
We saw a cockroach on the table.
Yeah, we did. One time we went.
In Mazatlan?
And it was the only bad eating experience, and I chose the restaurant. And there was cockroaches, man.
Yeah, but we encouraged ourselves because, you know, we've had a few cockroach
I used to live with cockroaches, but these days I'm so oity-toity in my manner here. Nary a cockroach would come into my house.
A year ago that I was plagued with cockroaches.
So, I'm looking like, oh, no, I brought us here and there's cock. Food didn't cost much and you were paying for the atmosphere with the cockroaches, you know, on this place. But it was bad. The food wasn't great.
But it actually was great. It's just that the cockroach made it not be great.
Then the singer walked in, Danny.
A singer?
Oh, man. Oh, I've got it on. I wonder if I should play it.
Don't judge the book by the cover because you would have thought this guy was homeless and like just a druggo, like was used and abused by the cartel and was just left to be homeless on the street. You'd think that. Big old tequila belly.
Oh, I wonder if I can get this and play it for you as we end.
And you think that he'd never had a love in his life. He wouldn't know how to love. Like, he wouldn't have had a wife.
And he was asking for money. No one was giving him a time to sing until we come. It comes to our table. My husband, of course, he will help people.
So he gave this guy a tip and this guy sang. And I tell you what, you realized he was the king of Mazatlan.
Wow.
No, he married the queen of Mazatlan. and the whole, you got to see through his voice the depth of the soul of who he was. Wow. and how much he may have loved and lost and lived and laughed. And,
I'm going to get it for you guys. I recorded some of it. Let me see if I can find
it.
It
was a song in Spanish?
Yes, and he sung. So it didn't matter about the food after that. It was the best experience. And Vange was like, after that, the best. You know, she gave him a standing ovation and that's all she could talk about because it was the best.
Yeah.
There's always something the best that we can bring out, right?
Yes.
I hope I have this.
And so that
here.
Place with the cockroach became our best eating experience of the trip.
Would cockroaches be as bad if they were just really slow? Is it the speed more than the shape?
It's the crunch.
Oh, here he is. Here he is.
When you bite into him?
No, it's just with the feet even. It's just this. It's just the snap of the crunch.
The little.
Yeah. So we'll we'll get this on. I'll send this to Tim.
But listen,
and we can
I love
close
this line. We looked up on the Google the actual meanings of the word in Spanish.
Oh, I'm looking at Vanja. She watches him.
Well, you have to put it up video. On the. Do we have a little webby sidey for this?
No, we're going to give it to Tim.
Okay. Oh,
we just have a small webby sidey with one of the largest e-commerce sites of the earth, which crashes from time to time. It's so big.
I don't even know how to get on it. I don't even have a little
Serene, have you ever been on our website, www.trimhealthymama.com? No. I promise you, she has not. She's never been on our Facebook group. She's never been on our app.
I don't know. I don't have a little name to get on the members
Our tiny website that John has literally spent countless 3 a.m. mornings on the phone with like Google or something just to like unbreak the internet.
But listen, Google, right? So we Googled the words of the Spanish song Mazatlan and we love one of the lines, in Mazatlan, every man is a millionaire. And let us close with this, that you might go through all kinds of hell and craziness, but in Mazatlan, every trim healthy mama is a millionaire. I'm not talking about riches. I'm just saying you can see the gold in your story if you want to. You know, and because Mazatlan, there's a lot of homeless too because it's a very real place. That's why we loved it because of the culture. It's not just some shiny little Cancun, right?
No.
It definitely is a lot of poor people as well. And so, but it's every man in Mazatlan is a millionaire. So depending on how you answer and your good report, you can feel like a millionaire.
Can't add to that.